Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
People are strange.
Strange.
Something strange. Is that strange?
That is strange.
Strange.
That is strange.
Well, that is strange.
This is strange.
Peyton Lane, welcome back to the show.
So happy to be back and talking about true crime.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, every time Peyton comes on the show, we're talking about murder. So, yeah, it's
absolutely.
We're going to get dirty here, people.
So today I have brought you the Murdaugh murders because it's so convoluted and so deep, and it has some of the greatest conspiracy theories to it. So I thought it was perfect for our strange sauna. And for Greg.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
So if we want to start, let's just start talking about the Murdaugh family. Also, everyone says something different. People say the Murdaugh, the Murdaugh. It's always something different. But I really think it's the Murdaugh. I mean, I have heavily researched it, and I'm pretty sure it's a Murdaugh.
Okay, yeah, because so, I've heard like his name pronounces like Alec. And I'm like, isn't it Alex? It says Alex on paper and it says Murdaugh on paper, but people are putting the K at the end of everything.
I know. It's so frustrating. They even did that in the trial. And I was like, well, who's going to stop them? Because the Wikipedia, everything online, even when you hear him say his own name, it's Alex with an X.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so that's mystery number one solved.
Well, that was the funniest one that was going around TikTok. It's like, what the fuck? What are they called? No one knows. And this is one of the hot topics, or it was, on TikTok. No one knew how to say his name or how to say the last name. But mystery solved. It's Murdaugh.
Alex. A-L-E-X. But everyone says Alec.
I thought I was going crazy. Right. Alex is being pronounced Alec and Murdaugh is being pronounced Murdaugh. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It was so annoying.
And Murdaugh. Like murder. You know what I mean? Murdaugh. Isn't that funny? He has like Murdaugh as his last name. Oh, yeah.
I know. It's like this last name was just made for true crime. Like it was made to be like a true crime name.
Apparently.
Okay. So let's talk about the Murdaughs. The Murdaugh family, family of four. Maggie, Alex, Buster, and Paul. Buster is the older son. Paul is the younger son. They've lived in Low County, South Carolina, their entire lives. This family is very leave it to Beaver is what everyone's saying. It's country club, polo wearing, collared, probably shops at Tommy Bahamas and Ralph Lauren all the time. So they're very, very cookie cutter. On the outside, they look like this very, I hate this term, but if we're going to use it, white privileged. This is a very prominent privileged family.
Okey-doke.
So if you've seen the show Outer Banks on Netflix, I don't know if you've seen that show.
No, not yet. But yeah, I've seen like stuff about that where it's kind of like, hoity-toity.
So this whole murder is actually based like in the Outer Banks, and they call the country club rich people the kooks. So I would say that the Murdaugh family is very much kooks. So to the listeners out there, if you've never heard of this true crime murder, just think of the kooks from Outer Banks, because that's basically what it is. So this family is kind of mob mentality, because all of the men in this family were very prominent, high-powered lawyers. So Alex Murdaugh was a lawyer. His father was a lawyer. His grandfather was a lawyer. There aren't very good reputations around lawyers, because, lawyer or a liar.
So they're just like dirty as fuck. They run this town. Like they're kind of like, do they defend dirty clients as well? I mean,
That's what I'm getting. It's like if you have one of the Murdaughs as your lawyer, you know you're going to be safe because they'll do anything to lie. They'll do anything to get you out of trouble. And that's kind of where we'll sort of steer into the sons, because Buster and Paul have been in so much trouble, basically have gotten away with murder. And it's because this family is so prestigious, and Alex Murdaugh, basically, and Randolph Murdaugh, who is the grandfather, basically just gets them out of trouble. So so this family can do no wrong until now.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, at least they got caught or something, right? So now, as far as like the history goes, I don't want to like sidetrack you because I know you got a whole show lined up. Because like just like behind the scenes, everybody, I haven't looked at this case literally at all. And so Peyton reached out. She's like, hey, this is another show right here. And I go, let's do it. But yeah, so that's why I'm depending on Peyton to bring the whole show here, because like I just know that this is a big name family. They're kind of like they're running the town, you know what I mean? But they're also corrupt. They're dirty. Everybody knows it. But they've never been like proven guilty, or they've never just been caught up in the courts. But now you have this double homicide, right? So.
So I think it was just one thing kept building on top of the other, where they were like, okay, every single time something sketchy happens in this town, the Murdaughs, the sons seem to be involved, and they just absolutely get away with it. And everyone in that town is sort of going, I really can't stand these people. I really can't. Ew. Like the ultimate ick is this family, just because they've gotten away with so much. But also just to sort of, and we can kind of talk about this later in the show, but Alex Murdaugh has been involved in some really nasty stuff. We're talking financial crisis he's in because he's laundered money. He's allegedly in really bad drug trafficking. And he's got a ton of embezzlement allegations. I mean, he's just like very in deep in this spider web of corruption. And he's probably got involved with some really sketchy people.
I get you.
So that could lead to some of the conspiracies as to what has happened. But then again, we can talk about that later. So,
well, yeah. So you were saying you wanted to like start with their sons and like Buster.
Yeah.
And,
So let's just kind of start from the beginning. And really, it's I'm sure there's tons of stuff that's happened before this, but some key stuff to talk about. And let's see, where's my part about Buster? So in 2017.
By the way, Busta Murda, yeah. Come on now. Busta Murda. You're going to bust it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to bust something, you're going to bust a murder right there.
Bust a murder. Let's hope not. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, this family, like, I just made for it. So anyways, in July 8th, 2015, Buster, who is the older son, he was involved in a hit and run, killing a 19-year-old boy whose name is Stephen Smith. That's really all we know. It was a hit and run. Although Stephen Smith's injuries were not of that of a car accident. It wasn't as if he was hit by a car. It was as if someone had beat the shit out of him.
Holy moly. Like a Bob Saget scenario. Okay.
That's right. So, and he was found on the side of the road. Yes. Wow. Buster did say he had involvement, did say he hit him with his car. He did admit to that. However, here's the very first conspiracy theory, which I think is so good. So the whole town is saying, no, Buster Murdaugh is gay and was having a relationship with Stephen Smith because Stephen Smith was very outwardly gay.
Oh, is this the crazy character that I've seen with the weird eyebrows, like very pointy?
Yes.
Like a Batman criminal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the pictures I've seen of Stephen Smith, he's a very pretty boy. I mean, you can tell he's got a little bit of lipstick on. Like, he's a very effeminate, very pretty man.
Okay. You know, seemingly homosexual.
Well, outwardly gay. Everyone knew that Stephen Smith was gay.
Gotcha.
So what the town And what people had said in the town is that Buster was having a secret affair or a secret relationship with Stephen Smith. And Stephen Smith was going to come out with this information and tell everybody, and Buster Murdaugh basically beat the shit out of him and killed him.
So now, were they caught around town, or like what kind of evidence did they have for that?
Basically, friends of friends just said, no, they were always hanging out together. They were very flirtatious. Everyone kind of joked about it, saying, well, you guys are probably just in a relationship. But, you know, Buster always kept kind of a girlfriend at all times. I've had many gay boyfriends. So
you've had gay boyfriends?
Yeah, my first boyfriend was wonderfully gay and said that he wasn't. And then I don't know. The gay men love me. I don't know what it is.
That's always fun.
Whatever.
Okay, so wait a second. So did you ever feel like murdering one of your gay boyfriends because they were going to reveal that you had a relationship with them?
No.
Okay, so you're not crazy. Okay, that's good.
I'm not crazy. Okay. However, it wasn't a homosexual relationship because I was a woman and they were a man. It was just that he was like other men.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So he got in a hit and run, supposedly. They found this guy dead in his car, Stephen Smith. And
no, he was apparently walking, was hit by a car.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so he
was
hit by
a car. That's why it's so weird that, you know, I don't know. Because Buster should have at least gotten in trouble for hitting someone with his car.
Yeah, right?
And he completely got away with everything. He didn't really have to go to court, nothing.
No manslaughter charges or anything, huh?
Nothing. Nothing happened to this kid whatsoever. So now that all of these things are coming out about the Murdaugh family, and there's this big Netflix documentary, which is very biased. I mean, everyone on that show's, you know, they think the Murdaughs are horrendous, which.
Yeah, you kind of got to give it to them, I guess. So.
Yeah. But so now they're actually opening back up the Stephen Smith case.
Oh, boy.
So that's kind of the latest news that I've heard so far on what's happening with the Murdaugh family, because it never ends. Yeah. They're opening back up the Stephen Smith case. So that is number uno.
So Buster is the redheaded son, right?
Well, they're both redheads.
Oh, okay. So, but he was the guy in the courtroom, the surviving son. He's still alive. Yeah. Okay.
He's the one that's basically sitting there like this.
Yeah.
Like staring down his father, which we'll get into that.
Okay.
So,
Buster's a creep.
Buster's a creep, just as creepy as his father. Okay. You know, the lineage is strong.
Oh, yes.
So that's 2015, July 8th on 2015. Okay, so let's jump to 2019. This is when the Paul Murdaugh boating accident happened that killed one person, Mallory Beach. Extremely devastating, extremely sad. Have you heard anything about that?
I did. I heard that this is the young son, Paul, that Alex was accused of murdering, correct?
Yeah.
So because Alex was accused of murdering his wife, Maggie, and his son, Paul.
Right.
And Paul was the one who had this drunken night on a boat and a girl fell off into a river or something. I don't know. And they couldn't find her and she's presumably dead.
Yeah. So what happened was in the Outer Banks, South Carolina area, basically, instead of driving places, you can take the canals and you can, you know, ride a boat to a friend's house, which is epically awesome. So basically, six friends went out to a party. They all got a little wasted. However, Paul got extremely schwasted.
Schwasted. Okay.
And you can see them leaving this party in the Netflix documentary called The Murdaugh Murders. It talks a lot about this boating incident. And basically, all of the kids in the boat were saying how horribly drunk Paul was and how he was, you know, irate. And
he wouldn't let anybody else drive the boat, right?
he wouldn't let anybody else drive the boat. Mm. And everyone was like, they were basically all somewhat sober, except for Paul. Because you can see there is street footage of them walking down the dock to the boat, and all of them are walking just fine. They're not, you know, flailing about or tipping over or anything like that. The only person that's doing that is Paul. You can see him, like, you know, flailing his arms, and all the friends are just sort of like, oh.
Wait, so there's footage of him on the boat?
There's a lot of footage. You got to look it up.
Oh, God. Okay.
Footage after the boat accident of, like, blood everywhere in the boat. Like, it's very great. It's very true crime. Very great. Very sad.
Okay.
So anyway, so they get on this boat, and there are six of them. It's Morgan, Miley, Anthony, Connor, Paul, and Mallory. Unfortunately, Mallory is the young lady, 19 years old, who died because
of this
crash.
Doesn't it always seem like if your name is Mallory, you're going to die in some weird murder, like, mystery or, like, accident?
I know. It's a very, like, novel name, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a pretty name that you're like, oh, something bad's going to happen to her.
And it's always, like, a blonde, blue-eyed girl named Mallory.
I know. It's very sad because it's always the ones that you're like, that person should not have died.
Right?
Maybe they were just too good for this world. Like,
ooh,
they're just too good. God knew, like, time to take her away because, you know, shit's about to hit the fan. Because
yeah,
it's 2019 and God just knew, like, you don't need to go through.
It was a sacrifice or something, or, you know?
Oh.
Anyway,
okay.
we're not going down that road. So anyway, Mallory dies. And so,
okay,
Paul,
so
did he get investigated for this murder here? Or?
Well, okay. So because there were so many witnesses, And there's footage on the police, you know, cop's uniform, basically of the boyfriend of Mallory saying that Paul was driving. Paul murdered my girlfriend. Like, they had to hold this kid back from just beating the absolute shit out of Paul.
Hmm.
And Paul is still drunk. He's got a broken jaw, so he can barely talk. But the whole time he's like, I need to call my dad. I need to call my grandfather. Basically, so he could get out of this mess. Because that's how these kids know how to get out of stuff. They call their daddy and they get out of trouble.
So did his jaw break from the crash, or did that guy?
So everyone basically on that boat had some type of severe injury to them, whether it was a complete, like, one kid's a whole entire from his side of his mouth to his jawline ripped open. One of the girls, all of her fingers were broken and severed. I think there was one girl who just got a few bruises, and then the two people in the back, because it hit the pier so hard, the back of the boat tilted up, and that's why it threw the two people in the back over the boat.
Jeez.
And the current was so strong that the boy was able to come up, but the girl got, Mallory got blunt force trauma, passed out, and the current just took her and she drowned.
Okay.
So cut to, they're all at the hospital and they're all getting treatment on their wounds, and Alex Murdaugh shows up and basically goes to every single kid and says, don't say anything.
Okay.
Don't say anything without
my approval. So was Alex the actual, he was the lawyer?
Yes. Alex was the lawyer for Paul. Alex did have to go to court, but he wasn't handcuffed. He didn't have a jumpsuit on. Nothing. Basically went into the court for about an hour. Nothing happened to him. A little bit of a tap on the wrist and he was gone. Done. Nothing happened.
Gotcha.
All of that is on the next Netflix documentary, and it's actually very good. Again, it's very biased, but it goes deep into that boating accident, and it's very good. So that's all extremely, extremely sad. Everyone's pissed at the Murdaughs because they're just letting their sons get away with murder, pretty much.
Okay. Makes sense to me.
I mean, yeah, I'd be pissed too. So that boating accident happened. Horrible, awful. Cut to 2021, when Maggie Murdaugh and Paul Murdaugh were murdered at they call it the Murdaugh Lodge. So this is basically where they keep all of their hunting dogs. It's like near the kennel where they have all their dogs. That's where they were murdered.
Okay.
So this is June 7th, 2021. Maggie and Paul were shot. They were both shot with two separate guns. One was shot with a pistol, one was shot with a shotgun, which I think is very odd.
That is very odd.
If it's one person doing the murder, why would you use two different guns? Unless you like really thought this shit out in your head and you're like, okay, if I shoot one with a pistol and one with a shotgun, it's going to look like two people did this and not just one person.
So was the shotgun and the pistol found at the scene?
One of the guns that was similar to the gun that was shot was found at the scene.
So not the actual gun that was shot?
Well, it was a yes.
Okay, so was it the shotgun because that was found?
I think it was the pistol that was found. Because it says that he had two counts of possession of a weapon. So they're alluding to the fact that this is their gun on their property.
Okay. Because, yeah, I've heard of, like, bizarre, like, accusations of if it weren't Alex, then it was somebody who, like, it was this person, either, like, Eddie, the cousin Eddie, the estranged cousin Eddie, or somebody who was hired hand came in to shoot the wife. And then Paul, the son, came in. He was like, oh, shit, I got to get rid of this kid now because he saw what I just did. So then he shot him with a pistol. You know what I mean? So there's like that kind of aspect too.
Right.
But then again, it's like, why not just shoot him again with the shotgun? I don't know.
I don't know. That's why this thing's so weird. So basically, this is where the conspiracy theories start is, you know, with Alex's past of being in the a drug trafficking world, basically owing people a shit ton of money and just being mixed up with all the wrong people. Like that almost seems more real that they would come after his family because maybe he didn't pay off a debt or something.
Yeah. It's like, real life Ozarks, right?
Oh my God. This is Ozarks to the T, except, you know, not quite as
Maggie's not in on it family. Maybe I don't know, maybe she was just as dirty, who knows,
maybe she was just collateral damage.
She got in the way.
That's right. So it could be that he just got involved with the absolute wrong people because of his poor decision making, because he's a pathetic excuse for a man and basically swindling all his money away and all of these horrendous things he was involved in, or because so many people hated Paul. I mean, if you watch that Netflix documentary, if you read any Reddit post, these people cannot stand Paul because of what he did to Mallory Beach. They can't stand him. So I can almost see that someone out of revenge shot Paul and then Maggie saw and they had to shoot Maggie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's that too.
Right. So that also makes a lot of sense. What doesn't make sense to me is that Alex shot his son and wife, because this man is a coward. And we'll talk about this in a minute because this is the second step to it. But 3 months after the Paul and Maggie murder, he calls the cops again and says, I've been shot.
I got a flat tire and I stopped and somebody stopped to help me. And when I turned my back, they tried to shoot me. Oh, okay. Were you shot? Yes. But okay. I mean, I'm okay. You shot where? Where were you shot at? Huh? Did they actually shoot you or they tried to shoot you?
They shot me. But
okay. Wait, you need EMS?
Well, I mean, yes. I can't drive.
Okay.
And I'm bleeding a lot.
What part of your body?
I'm not sure. Somewhere on my head.
So now this was the video that I just sent you before we started. I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a second. So was somebody putting a hit on him, Alex?
Right. So, I mean, long story short, basically he put a hit on himself because the insurance would have been like $10 million. Everything would have been solved if he was gone. You know, all of his debts would have been paid off, you know, all that jazz.
So Buster would have gotten the money then, the remaining son? Okay. Now, was this proven in the court that he actually did put a hit on himself?
Yeah. So he talks about it in trial. And I tried to find that video so that we could show it. And I'm sure that I can. and then we'll just play it after this. But he does talk about how he put a hit on himself because, you know, everything would just be easier.
If you find the video, I'll insert it in here somewhere.
And what did y'all discuss?
I told him that things would get ready to get really bad and that I would be better off not here. And I asked him to shoot me.
And you asked him to shoot you?
That's correct.
And what was his response?
I mean, I think at first he was a little surprised, but then he said, okay.
It's all good. There's so much video out there of this whole thing. I mean, it's just like flooded.
It's crazy because there's so much to it. And the more and more that you research this, the more you're like, oh, my God. You know, it's like one thing after another. It's like, this is wild.
Yeah, it's so, it writes itself as a movie script, or at least a TV series. It really does.
But see, that's why I don't think he shot his son or his wife, because he's a coward. He didn't even have the balls to shoot himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just be a man and shoot yourself. I don't know.
Yeah. Or just, I mean, at least do like the carbon monoxide move. You know what I mean? Where you just plop the pipes and keep the car running. But so essentially what happened? Like they found, like somebody found him all bloodied on the side of the road. He called 911 and then bada bing, bada boom. He's like, oh yeah, that was just me trying to hire somebody. Who did he hire to kill him?
I think it was his cousin Eddie.
Okay, cousin Eddie.
Isn't that what? I'm pretty sure it was cousin Eddie. So cousin Eddie, I'm assuming it's Eddie Murdaugh. The Murdaughs are nuts.
It actually is not. It's his real name is Curtis Eddie Smith. I found that out, and I'm like, ooh. So his last name is not Murdaugh because I mean he's a cousin. So I'm like, oh, of course. Yeah. So, and I think he's like a distant third cousin, if that.
Oh, really?
And so it's like he goes by his middle name Eddie. Last name Smith. Now, Smith is a common last name, but then you were talking about a boy with the last name Smith.
Oh.
Who was killed on the side of the road.
Oh. Right.
I don't know if that has anything to do. They might not be related at all because Smith is like the number one most popular name in America. So it's like.
Right.
Anybody could have it. Right.
Right.
So regardless, he like puts a hit out on himself. Failed attempt.
Yeah.
And then what does he do?
So after that, he's basically, I think a few months later, he's arrested for the murders of Paul and Maggie. Mm. And he goes to trial. And that's when the whole trial happens. And if you didn't watch that, it was wild.
I watched bits and pieces. I saw when the lawyer pointed the gun at the jury or something like that. There was part of that. And then, a lot of sobbing. Where I think the jury was just like, okay, this guy lies so much. Those are crocodile tears or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there are so many times where Alex would be crying and just like, but like snot.
Oh.
I mean, snot would just be dripping out of his nose to the point where it was like he couldn't get tears out. So he just was like, I'm just not going to blow my nose for a while. And then if they see the snot, like, he's a lawyer, you know?
Yeah.
He knows how to play stuff. Like, there was one thing that he did that was so obnoxious, and everyone just got the absolute ick from it. He kept calling Paul Papa.
I was trying to tend to Papa. Paul was so... He was so bad.
Papa? Why?
Did you see that?
No, his son? He calls his son Papa?
Papa.
That's like and what I call the grandpa, you know what I mean? Like, hey, Papa...
Yeah, it was like Papa or Papa. Anyways, every single time he would reference Paul, it was Papa. And because, you know, I guess it was like he wanted to seem human or something, like that he cared about his son so much that he was referring to him as his
nickname,
precious little nickname that he gave his son, like something he called his son when his son was a little boy. Like, I can understand in his lawyer attorney brain where he would be like, okay, I need to really play this up that, you know, I didn't do this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call my son Papa.
Was Alex addicted to opioids? Because I saw the verdict being read by the judge, and the judge was like, you know what? The person sitting in front of me might not be the person who shot and killed his wife and kid, but it's sure this the same individual. And, you know, if you were hopped up on 40, 60 pills, you might have become a different person.
I respect this court.
but I'm innocent. I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my wife, Maggie. And I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my son, Paw-Paw.
Well, and it might not have been you. It might have been the monster you become when you take 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 opioid pills. Maybe you become another person. I've seen that before. The person standing before me was not the person who committed the crime, though it's the same individual.
Yeah, although when you're addicted to pills like that for as long as he was, sometimes those pills just stop working.
Yeah.
But you can't get off of them, because if you get off of them, you have the most horrendous withdrawal ever. I mean, yeah. You feel like you're dying, basically. So you just can continue to have to add on to the pill usage. And I don't know, I think at this age, I think it just sort of makes him maintain living, like okay. breathing and being a normal human being. Because I've known people who were addicted to opioids, and they'll never be able to get off of them because the withdrawal is just so horrible. But they just have to keep upping their dosage because the pills don't affect them anymore.
Eesh. So, yeah, that's true. So, yeah, so maybe he was just completely normal and just that was his steady, you know,
yeah,
that's his steady dose.
Yeah, I don't really see that the opioids had anything to do with what happened, you know. So let's go back to the night of the murder, because there is something that happened right before the murder happened. Paul took a Snapchat video. So he made a Snapchat. If you don't know what Snapchat is, it's like a video message. So you can, it's like text messaging someone, but it's a video and you send it to them.
Yeah, it's the app where you get all the crazy face filters and all that, right?
Yes, that's right. That's the app where you could cheat and get away with it.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
How does
I
that
hate
work?
Snapchat. Because the video that you send, it deletes itself. So you can send a video, and then if you don't save it, it just completely erases from the ether. It's nowhere to be found.
I get you.
So, yeah.
Okay, so somebody saved this video then, right? Obviously.
Yes.
Did Paul save his video?
What probably happened is on your Snapchat, you can do a thing where you automatically just save all the videos that you make and it goes to your camera roll.
Gotcha.
And that's probably what happened. So he was in the kennels playing with one of the dogs, you know, dog's name is Cash. And he was like, hey, buddy, hey, Cash. And in the background of this Snapchat, you can hear Maggie talking about another dog. There's a chicken in its mouth. And then you can hear Alex in the background say something.
Yeah, so I have that video. I want to play it for you here real quick.
Let's
play
it. But let's remind people why this video is so important. Because Alex was saying that he was at his mother's house while Paul was making that video. So Alex didn't apparently get to the scene of the crime until like when he called the police, he was only there for like 20 seconds before he called the police. So he had just gotten there, apparently. So apparently he was not there when the Snapchat was made.
Yeah.
But you can hear him. But there are also people who say that that's Buster in the background. But why would Buster be there?
And also, I've heard that Eddie was there, right? Because because in the video, you hear Maggie go, Eddie, there's a bird in its mouth. And
you
I was like,
do.
What? Eddie's there? But
I never heard Eddie, though, in the video. I don't know. Let's let the audience decide what they hear.
Okay.
Because I didn't hear Eddie. But so, I think you have to, like, turn it up, like, way up.
Let's check this out here.
It's okay. Come here.
So hear a man's voice in the background.
Come here.
Shit. Come here.
Post it. Get it.
Hey, he's got a bird in his mouth.
See, and then right there she goes, Eddie's got a bird in his mouth. He's like, it's a chicken. It ain't a bird or some shit. You know what I mean? But,
yeah,
but regardless, you hear like men's voices in the background, right?
Bubba. Hey, Bubba.
It's a guinea.
This is a chicken.
Come here, Bubba.
Come here, Cash.
Come here, Bubba.
Cash.
Right.
And I've heard videos where they're like, there's four people there. There's Paul, Maggie, Alex, and then there's another man's voice that could be Eddie.
It's either another man or it's just Alex.
Yeah, with a different kind of, he's just talking weird, I don't know.
I think it sounds like Alex.
Okay.
But they all kind of have that, I don't know. I thought it sounded like Alex.
The drawl.
The drawl of it all.
So yeah, so the timeline though, that is what took Alex Murdaugh down, right? Because he got caught lying. The jury was like, whoa, bro, your story's not adding up. Now you're coming out, you're admitting that you lied. It's not looking good.
Yeah, so the timeline is really sketchy and really shady because he basically is saying, look, I had my family, not Buster, but Paul and Maggie meet me at the lodge area because they were going to go over to Randolph's house, which was his father, because he's terminally ill and they were going to go visit him. So he had Maggie and Paul meet him at the lodge and he was visiting his mother. So apparently he wasn't there and he was just going to meet them there. And so they got there first. This is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. They got there first and then he arrived like an hour later and 20 seconds into seeing them, he calls the police.
So now that video on Snapchat was at 8:44 p.m., correct?
Right. 8:44.
And then they got murdered at 8:49, 5 minutes later?
I believe so. I think, because Alex calls the police at 10:06 p.m. at night. Mm. So I think they were murdered, an hour, a little over an hour later. They could have been murdered,
Who the
right
hell knows?
After the whole kennel thing and...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how did they know what time they actually got murdered at? You know what I mean?
Well, they really don't. They're going off of this Snapchat video and then from the time that Alex called him. And I have it written down here. Police were called at around 10:06 p.m. Saying that he found the bodies of his wife and son.
Okay.
And I also have written down here that the crime scene was so tampered because Alex was walking around everywhere and he would touch the bodies because he said, I just wanted to see if they were breathing. And apparently it was raining really hard. And that's like the worst case scenario for any crime scene is rain because it just washes away any type of evidence that you, and it also washes away footprints.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good point.
Either whoever, murdered these people, whether it be Alex or somebody else, they got really lucky with that rain.
Okay. And so like what really was the evidence was that he lied about being at his parents' house and they caught him on this Snapchat video.
Yeah.
That happened minutes supposedly before they were murdered.
Right.
And so they're saying, where does the parents live? Do they live nearby?
Yeah, I think everyone lives in the vicinity of that area.
So they would have been like, okay, well, so you were in the Snapchat video and before they left, you would have had to leave like within 5 minutes. Because, it's just like you would have either seen the killer, you would have seen something, but the house was surrounded by a bunch of wooded area, right?
Right.
So it's like somebody could have been hiding in the woods and came out and killed, the mom and the son. I don't know.
I mean, that's highly reasonable. Like, why wouldn't that be taken into account? Because there are so many people that hate this family. A, they really hate Paul. They really don't like Alex just because he's a shitey, shitey lawyer. And there are so many people who he's probably wronged in this, drug cartel trafficking world that I'm sure a ton of people want to kill him. So that's why I'm just like, I think Alex knew who it was. And I think he was there. But I think he had to say that he wasn't there because if he said he was there to the cops, they would have drilled his ass. They would have said, what did you hear? What were you wearing? Where were you in the house? I mean, I don't think he would have been able to, lie about any of that. I think that would have just been too difficult. So it's just easier to say he wasn't there.
Okay. And then, so that's one thing that people were saying is like, there's no, like, what's the motive? Because if Maggie and Paul were both killed, there was no life insurance that he could take out for them. He had life insurance on himself, like that $10 million, but then, he wouldn't be alive to get that. So it's like, what's the motive for killing somebody,
Yeah, from day one, from when this trial started, I was like, this guy has zero motive to kill his son and his wife. And if he was going to kill his family, why didn't he just include Buster? Why didn't he make Buster come to that family meeting at the lodge kennel area? Like, why wasn't he included? Or yeah. It was Buster. I've heard a lot of people say that they think that it was Buster who murdered his family and that Alex witnessed it, saw it, and that's why he's basically taking the hit for Buster. Because if you watch Buster, and I think I might have sent you a video, maybe not, but I have it saved. I'll send it to
where
you.
Where he's literally just like mean mugging Alex on the stand.
He's like literally, Lauren. I mean, it's so weird. And then they showed the crime scene video and photos of Maggie and Paul, and they're horrific. I mean, they're talking about Paul's brains are basically laying by his feet. I mean, he was basically shot point blank with a shotgun. Your head will explode.
Well,
you know.
So here's the other thing too, is like, what's up with the phone calls? Because there's like 5 phone calls that Alex Murdaugh called his wife 5 times. Now, was this after she died, or was this like right before or during the time of the murder?
I think this was before. Although Maggie's phone after the murder remained on and it was opened. And I think this is what I'm not real. I've seen a lot of different things on this, so I wasn't really going to breach this subject because I just don't know. But what people are saying is that there were text messages that were sent through on her phone after the murder happened. So there was still like activity happening on her phone. So okay. Someone took her phone and started using it or.
So check this out.
I don't know.
So I have this timeline here. This is like, you know, step by step of the time throughout the day, right?
Uh-huh.
And this video right here, this says Paul sends a Snapchat video. In the video below, Paul laughs at Alex. Or as Alex is seen standing by a little tree and it flops over, right? So this is the wardrobe that supposedly, you know what I mean? He was wearing this the day of the murder, but then he changed his clothes when the police arrived. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't know why people are focusing on that. I guess it's because if he murdered them in those clothes, then they would be really bloody and he had to change his outfit. Yeah. But like, I'm one of those people that like, I like to shower a lot.
Yeah.
So I will change my outfit like 3 times a day. So
for sure. Yeah. I'm a 2 shower a day person as well. I mean, at least once in the morning, once before bed. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's like that absolutely. Kind of thing. So I can kind of see if he was like out in the field, like messing around with trees. And if it was a hot day, like he got sweaty and then he went inside and decided to change. Like, I guess I can see how they could use that as like, oh, he changed his bloody clothes. I can see it. But I mean, he would have had to have done that fast.
Well, and he's out there trying to put this tree up. Maybe he got all soggy and soaked and like muddy. Maybe he's just like, screw this. I'm going to change my clothes, you know?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I would have done. Not that I'm trying to like defend this man by any means, because I think he's a crappy human being and a coward.
For sure.
But like, he probably just felt stinky, y'all.
So now what about this cartel angle? Like there's an angle that Alex took he's taking the brunt here. He's taking the blame for this murder because he has some debts that have to be repaid to the cartel. And I'm like, what history does he have with the cartel? Do the Murdaughs have like this entrenched business with drug trafficking and money laundering with the cartel or something?
So what I've read is that Alex was indicted on having 24 counts of money laundering. So he's got a giant money laundering problem. Okay. And he was caught writing $2.4 million in checks in the past 8 years to Cousin Eddie.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's got a lot of shit happening.
So now does this, was this like involving gangs, cartel or anything like that? Or was it just Cousin Eddie, or was Cousin Eddie and Alex kind of entwined in this money laundering operation?
Allegedly, this was like a drug smuggling ring.
Mm.
So it was not a good thing to be in. It's not quite the cartels, but I think it was like the American cartels of drugs.
And so that was proven, though. They found like a link back to this group that both Alex and Eddie were a part of and they were kind of contributing to.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's how he was fueling his addiction, basically, with his opioids.
Gotcha.
Was through this drug smuggling ring. So he was heavy in that. So that's why I'm like, I can see how if maybe he didn't pay off a debt to them, they'd be like, all right, I'm gonna come and kill your whole family.
Yeah.
And then when I do and you see me do it, you can't say shit because then I'm just gonna go kill the rest of your family.
Yes. Yeah. So that was one of the videos that you sent where it was like, I think he watched his family get killed.
Yeah.
And he was basically told to shut the hell up, take the blame for the murder. And if not, then bye bye Buster, bye bye family lineage, bye bye everything that you own. You know what I mean?
Right. And probably would expose, you know, everything, because I'm sure there's way more entanglement with this family. You know, I'm sure the whole drug smuggling ring, the money laundering, I feel like that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay. So is Buster the last remaining Murdaugh of this family?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. He is.
But then there's like cousins. I mean, cousin Eddie. Got the whole family's probably effed up. I don't know.
Yeah. But it would be, it's his job to continue the lineage of this family, basically. Hmm. So he would have to have a son.
So now,
but I don't think he should. I think they should just stop it right there.
Right. So yeah. There was
snip, snip, snip it.
There you go. Yeah. End it. You know, just.
End it.
Well, yeah. I did hear a video of Buster talking to his dad from prison. And they were talking about hunting, deer hunting, dove hunting, and how Alex's lawyer said that he wanted to come to the property and do some hunting.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah.
What you doing?
Nothing. At Greenfield.
Y'all hunting?
We're going to this afternoon.
Let me tell you what you ought to do, Buster. I think the damn feeders were full over there at Moselle. If you felt like going back there, I bet with nothing going on, I bet there's deer all over them things.
What's that going to do for me?
Kill a deer?
I'm not going hunting out there.
I don't blame you. I'm just letting you know. Do you care if I let Jim do it?
Jim who?
Jim Griffin.
Oh, I let him hunt deer out there? What are you talking about?
I didn't know if you wanted to hunt doves out there. If you do, then I want you to do it. If not, then I'm going to let him do it. Did you want a dove hunt out there?
No.
Not at all.
Right.
And it's like, was this secret code? Are they talking in some sort of lingo that they all kind of know?
Well, that's what I've heard. I haven't really looked into it that much, but they were saying that they were talking in code. I don't even know what the lingo is, but that every conversation he was having with Buster was basically code talk, which made everyone think, okay, so Buster knew what was happening, because you can hear Buster's response to everything his dad says. It's like one word. It's like, no, what are you saying? No. Or like, you know, making a sound like it. He's just sort of like, I'm done with this shit. You know?
Okay. Like trying to be like real, let's not go down that road, Dad. Okay. Don't say this. Don't say the secret code word. Okay. It's going to be really obvious on this phone call.
Yeah. Like this isn't going to help your appeal. Like, shut the fuck up, because we know Alex is going to appeal this.
Yes. 100%. I have heard that he has 10 days to appeal or something. So he probably already has appealed it, because the verdict came out on the 3rd, right, of March.
Right.
And they found him guilty on both charges of murder. And so I believe the appeal had to be filed by the 13th.
I'm reading here. It says, Alex Murdaugh has officially filed a notice of appeal in his double murder case. So this was a few days ago.
Okay.
So he did file an appeal. I actually think he'll win it.
You do?
I do, because there just wasn't enough evidence. I don't know. Yeah, it just seems sort of like everyone was very, very biased.
For sure. Yeah.
They should be. This family has fucked up on multiple occasions. However, I just don't see a motive for killing your son and your wife. I just don't. I think he could actually win it because they would go back and be like, look, there's no evidence. You guys didn't have enough evidence. You had a Snapchat video and that's about it.
Did they actually prove that it was him? Did he admit that that's my voice and I lied? So I found an NPR article. It said in his trial, Alex Murdaugh admits to lying about his alibi. So he admitted that he lied to investigators about his whereabouts.
Were you in fact at the kennels at 8:44 p.m. on the night Maggie and Paul were murdered?
I was.
Did you lie to Sled Agent Owen and Deputy Laura Rutland on the night of June 7th and told them that you stayed at the house after dinner?
I did lie to them.
Did you lie to Agent Owen and Agent Croft on the follow-up interview on June 10th that the last time you saw Maggie and Paul was at dinner?
I did lie to them.
And in the interview of August 11th, did you tell Agent Owen and Agent Croft, did you lie to them by telling them that you were not down at the kennels on that night?
Yes.
But then also I found this Distractify article from March 6th. Did Alex Murdaugh ever actually say he was guilty? And this says no.
No, he didn't.
So he never admitted that he was guilty of killing his wife or son. He even doubled down on his innocence. While testifying, Murdaugh was asked by his attorney if he used a gun to, quote, blow your son's brains out. In response, Murdaugh vehemently said, I did not shoot my wife or son anytime ever.
Mr. Griffin, I didn't shoot my wife or my son anytime. Ever.
Hmm. So, yeah. Wow. I mean, and then I've also heard that he's being sued like for like a civil case for money or something. So yeah, it's not just this one case. It's going to last forever.
It's over and over. It's money embezzlement. Like there's, if you go to the Wikipedia and just type in Murdaugh family, like it's just a whole list of things that he's basically involved in that he's going to court over because he's just...
Now,
what a stand up human being.
Let me ask you this. Do you think he'll get Epstein? Is this Alex Murdaugh did not kill himself?
Maybe.
Because
you got to have someone on the inside of that jail, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, so. Yeah, I think that if he was entrenched in that whole operation, he might know people who also know, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
how did Jeffrey Epstein get killed? You know what I mean? There were people
the inside.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
Yeah.
So I just think that if you have those type of operations, like if somebody told you, you know, shut your mouth and take the blame for this murder or you're going to get murdered, why wouldn't they just murder him too? You know?
That's a good question. That's
right?
Why this is so weird. And like, yeah, why wouldn't? Well, probably because they want their money.
Mm.
And if they kill him, they don't get their money.
Well then Buster would get it, right?
I was about to say Buster would then get the money and then they could just kill Buster and take the money.
Yeah, or just have Buster take out the money and then, you know, do something. I don't know. It's just, it seems like a roundabout way. It seems very risky. You know what I mean? Like if you're the cartel or somebody and you go to court, get on the stand, lie your ass off, say you shot your family, don't talk about us at all. Like that's a big freaking risk. Cause like, what if he does say the name of a cartel member or something? Then it's like, oh boy. Okay. Now what do we do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he will. I don't think he'll rat. Well, I don't know, though. This man's a coward. He could just get up on that stand and be like, you know what? This person, they did it. They were involved. You know, I was just trying to save my family's ass, but now I don't give a shit because I'm trying to save my ass. You know?
Do you think that this was like an initiation thing, like into some sort of cartel where they're like, hey, you better do this for a trust and we'll get you out of prison. Like, if you get in trouble, if you get charged, blah, 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 just appeal it, we'll get you out.
While I do believe in initiations and sacrifices and all that stuff, I don't think so. I think he's been involved with this for such a long time that I'm sure he's been through the whole initiation, you know, process and has done horrible things that we don't even know about. I don't know, but just, there's just something in me that thinks that he's, that this appeal is going to be probably what, you know, saves him.
Wow.
Sort of.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's keep our eye on it. I mean, is there anything else that you want to unleash out there?
I mean, it's not over. It's not over. It's the same thing with the Idaho 4 murder. That's not over either. There's a ton of stuff going on with that. These things just take a long time, especially when they're so convoluted and just to have like layers upon layers upon layers of this stuff. Yeah. So I think we're going to be hearing way more about the Murdaughs and Alex Murdaugh. We might even find out more about what he was involved with.
Okay, well, maybe we should we'll have you back and we'll do a recap on both. You know, we'll wait to see if this appeal happens. If he gets out, we'll definitely have a recap about that. But then the Brian, whatever the, what the hell's his name?
Koberger.
Yes. Kilberger. Yes.
Kilberger.
My goodness. Yeah, we'll have to have a definite update from that guy because there's a lot going on there, right? The Idaho murders.
But listen, there's a lot of crime happening in the world right now. There's a lot of good stuff. And I hate saying good stuff because it's not good. it's just juicy. It's juicy stuff that you get your brain kind of tingling. So whenever you want to talk true crime.
All right. Yeah. Well, awesome, Peyton. This was an awesome deep dive. I love diving into these things with you. So, yeah, if you have any more cases that just spark your interest, send them my way because, yeah, true crime is definitely strange. It belongs in strange sauna. So
it does. It absolutely does. I am down to come back anytime. I will let you know if I find anything juicy.
Right on. All right. Well, everybody, we will talk to you all later. And until next time, sayonara.
See ya.